Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it.
Yeah, by Jove, she's got it. We are going to be talking to a guest, Genevieve Roberts, a parenting columnist, about manners and whether or not manners have declined among the younger generation. Now, look, can I say at the outset, I think the younger generation are brilliant. They're way kinder to each other. They're way more generous to each other. They're softer to each other than we were. Like when I think of the jungle that was the playground when I was a kid, if you showed any weakness, you were savaged, basically. That's gone. And I love that. If you think there's a butt coming up, I think there is a butt coming up. I do think manners have fallen by the wayside. I'm kind of always surprised, Fionnuala, the number of times I say hello to particularly younger kids and they just stare right through me. They don't answer back. Now, I would have killed my kids if they didn't do that.
You don't think it's anything to do with them being taught not to say hello to strange men?
No, I'm not talking about strangers now. I'm not talking about strangers. I'm talking
kids
about kids.
Kids that know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you go back maybe 100 years, so the Victorian stance of children should be seen and not heard. And then I think discipline came into it with manners. And so children would be very polite, at least, you know, in my generation growing up, it would be please and thank you. I'm not sure that we were taught why we were being polite, but that was part of the discipline. And I think now young people I know, they know their rights. And also, you know, they're not afraid to say, some young people I know, when they're being censured in any way, they'll sort of jokingly, half jokingly say, child abuse.
Yeah. And look, we certainly, I think that era of kids should be seen and not heard, I think was wrong. And I don't think it wasn't healthy. But there is a balance, though, isn't there? I think absolutely kids should know their individual rights and they are autonomous people and they should be treated with respect. But there's also something to be said for respect for your elders as well, isn't there? Like getting up on a bus and giving your seat to an older person. I would have always my kids do it automatically, and I think that's important.
I think it's also something to be said about that balance between discipline, and children are such free spirits, and guiding them as they grow older into little people and then not so little people, and being able to know that the values behind the reasons that they're polite.
Are we too busy nowadays as parents to teach our kids good manners? Is that one of the issues, I wonder?
Rhetorical question to our listeners.
Yeah, I wonder. Let us know what you think. Anyway, 087 1400 106. Am I just being an old stuff shirt? Maybe I am. I don't know. But are manners on the decline among the younger generation? Can I stress again, I'm not knocking them. I think they do so much that is brilliant. I think they're so kind to each other and I love that. But have old-fashioned good manners gone by the wayside? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.